And the pandemic is, well, it's changed a lot of things, including how we dress, right?
Isn't that kind of weird?
Man.
Well, because think about it. During the beginning of the pandemic, not so much anymore, but in the beginning of the pandemic, we really weren't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. A majority of the people stopped going to the office. You stayed at home. And you know what area of apparel that really affected?
Underwear.
Your underwear. Wait, what?
I was joking.
No, it's true. People were not wearing any at home? Well, okay, so let's be honest, Ange, you and I, let's be honest, especially in women's underwear, the sales of bras dropped significantly in the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was sure I'd never wear one again.
Yeah, I mean, if you're working at home or you're home more, not going out as much, what do you need one for? And Lord knows you don't want to wear one if you don't have to,
Holy God, no.
And then... And so the bras weren't being replaced because you weren't going out, you weren't going to work, you didn't have to look your best.
And you had a social distance, so you didn't need them for date night.
Right. Exactly. So now, though, things are starting to come back, especially some of the brands, because they're saying that women are kind of experimenting a little bit. You know, since they're at home and they got some time to...
So is that the new thing then?
Wait, what?
Well, they're experimenting. Okay, so like if you've never worn a... I'm throwing out an example. If you've never worn a thong before, maybe they're ordering some now because they're at home and they're like, okay, so if it looks terrible or feels terrible, I don't have to go out anywhere. I'll just, you know...
Hashtag spoiler alert, they feel terrible.
So I'm just
kind of like a Speedo for guys, right?
Oh, even worse.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.